Profesor Perry Divan dhe doktoresha Padma Divan nga Kind Cuts for Kids janë duke bërë përgatitjet e fundit përpara se të nisen për në Shqipëri dhe Kosovë. Nga 10 tetori, ata do qëndrojnë në vizitë 2 javore në Prishtinë dhe Tiranë. Profesor Perry Divan është mjek, urolog, pediatër dhe kirurg pediatrik. Ai themeloi organizatën Kind Cuts for Kids në vitin 1993 me misionin përmirësimi shërbimeve mjekësore për fëmijët në vendet në zhvillim. Nga 2011, ai dhe doktoresha Padma Divan kanë kryer 183 ndërhyrje kirurgjikale në Shqipëri dhe Kosovë. Gjatë intervistës që zhvilluam në lidhje me punën që bëjnë jashtë Australisë, doktoresha Padma Divan thotë historia e smundjes së pacientit hurumtohet sipas standardeve më të larta. Bisedojmë me prindër ku kërkojmë të zbulojmë të panjohurën. Kurse doktor Padma Divan thot në Shqipëri dhe Kosovë kemi bërë 183 ndërhyrje kirurgjikale dhe kemi një bashkëpunim të suksesshëm me mjekët të vendas. Ne u takuam me doktoreshën Padma Divan dhe profesor Perry Divan në një mbrëmje të organizuar nga Komuniteti Shqiptar në Melbourne dhe i morëm atyre një intervistë për para nisjes për në Shqipëri dhe Kosovë. Fillimisht e pyetëm doktoreshën Padma Divan rreth përvojës me punëtorët mjekësor në Shqipëri dhe në Kosovë. Intervistën e zhvilluam në gjuhë angleze.
And that's something that has been particularly productive is the interaction with the clinicians, the surgeons. They deal in particular in Kosovo with the radiological aspects, with doing their own ultrasound. So we would have able to have some very good collaborations about how to do the ultrasounds, the information that can be gained, and how we can improve. And I also spent some time with the radiologists there in the department, the trainees and some of the qualified surgeons, and we had some lectures and some productive discussions about cases and the different approaches that we've both used in the different countries, and perhaps how we can learn from each other.
This was not your first time you went to Albania, Kosovo and Bosnia. If you compare your last visit with the previous visit a few years ago, have they improved their technique?
Well, there were always good doctors, but sometimes the environment and the conditions were such that they couldn't perform to the best that they were able to. But certainly now, the awareness of the literature and some of the pathologies that we discuss between ourselves and the terminology is very much there in the forefront. And what has been absolutely wonderful is that I have actually also met some of the radiologists in the international conferences. They've been able to get some of the funding to be able to attend these conferences and learn at those institutions as well.
So we definitely have improvement in the last 5-10 years.
Absolutely, yes.
We're going forward. With you, always, it's Padma Divan, your husband. How's to work with Padma?
Padma is a fantastic colleague to have along because he's a wonderful person, but as a pediatric surgeon, one of the things that we need to be able to do our job well is to have the patient investigated to the highest standard, and that's where Padma and I can work together in helping people in the Balkans. It's by making sure the questioning of the parents and then the investigation through the radiology and other tests has then combined to end up with the best thinking about what's the right thing to do for the patient. So it's a whole journey through a decision-making process, not just doing an operation. So that's what's been very enjoyable, to connect with the surgeons in the Balkans, because they're hungry for the best way to deal with the families and with the pathology, not just show me how to do the operation so I can do the operation. So it's developing a relationship with the families, it's a developing a relationship with the surgeons so that we actually grow and learn together. But overall, out of the 19 trips that we've done, we've operated on 183 patients. Now, we've been going now since 2011, so it's been over an extended period of time, but the complex work that we're doing takes a number of episodes for us to really connect about the solutions, not just for the Balkans patients, but in fact we've started to write papers into the international literature, learning lessons together as they're expert, I'm expert, I've had a very wonderful experience around the world seeing complex cases, but together we're actually shaping the future for surgery for people around the world through the lessons we're learning together, and that's very exciting, while operating on 183 complex patients over that time. So it's been an absolutely successful collaboration, initially with Kosovo, soon after with Albania, Bosnia, because they saw the connection. They wanted to have more of that education. So it's been an absolutely wonderful journey, which we haven't finished yet, but I'm hoping that soon I'll be done out of a job, because the people in the Balkans will be taking over our role from Australia into other parts of the world, because they will be reaching out to others with what they've managed to learn from what we've done from Australia to reach out to them.
1 year I was there in Pristina, and I witnessed your work there in hospital, and I saw the respect which you and your wife Padva have, and all those parents with the kids who you really helped. You, I can say you definitely saved so many lives of the kids that, and if I may just say thank you to Padva and thank you to you for the really great job which you're doing. I have to say that because I was there, witness, and I saw your devotion towards your profession and what you do over there. If we go back, you said you had 190 surgery in Kosovo and Albania. The doctors always learn something from you. What's the best thing so far you did and Padva for those kids over there?
I think the reason we connect with the families so well is because we've taken the time to come from another country to work for nothing, and that gives an enormous sense of you care enough for us to leave your own country in your own time at your own expense to come and care for us. And that's why I think we get such respect. And then I think there are two things that I think that I teach that are the most important. The technical stuff is quite important, just like for Padma, the technical things about the radiology, the technical things about the surgery. But I think the thing I primarily teach is to care for people, to be compassionate to people. And then when you do an operation, or I think, Padma, you would agree, when you do a radiological investigation, you actually respect the person during those procedures, and you, instead of operating on the patient, you're going through a special process of caressing their tissues that results in healing. So it's almost like, it sounds a silly thing to say almost, it's almost like working, massaging, doing an art form, but it's the artful expression of science and the scientific expression of art. And I think that's what I try to teach.
And in fact, if I can just take that one step further, we have an investigation in radiology called a cystogram. It's a way of looking at the bladder and under some X-ray guidance. And when I'm teaching my trainees here, I say to them, it's a little bit like playing the piano, because you're using your hands, you're using your head, and you're doing the two things together. And you are actually almost playing like the piano, and in the timing, and you have to get the timing right, and sometimes you pick up the pace, and sometimes you have to slow it down. But I think one of the things that we do together, and we do well together, and we try and teach people, it's about thinking about the patient and how you can adapt both your thinking and the radiology to the patient's situation. So it's about patient-centered care, and it's, don't just do a procedure, but think about that patient and how you want to do that procedure to get the best information out. And that works so well, and I think that's one of the reasons why you can have such good results with very little around you.
I have to ask you a question. Before we started this interview, I mentioned the wobbling table in Pristina Hospital. Is that table still there?
Yes, it was the last time I was there, but it's one of the things that I enjoy in being in this sort of environment. It's teaching people not to be concerned about the things that don't really matter. And so in Kosovo, the solution was to put a stool under the table. to get a wooden stool and put it under the table, and why worry about buying an expensive table when you can get a cheap wooden stool? So it's looking at the things that really matter, and that what really matters is how you deal with the patients and how you deal with the tissues, so you end up with uncomplicated results, and who cares if the table wobbles. Yes, you need good equipment to be able to do just that little bit better, but it's not the most important thing. I'm absolutely pleased, though, that there has been a donation from the Middle East to build a paediatric surgical centre in Kosovo, and that's in the process. And yes, we do need donations to be able to equip that new hospital. So don't stop being generous, please, people out there. Donations are needed, and to be able to go and do the trips. Kind Cuts for Kids needs the support. But what we try to teach is how to use your hands and heads, and I say knife and fork, meaning simple equipment, so that you don't rely on high technology. You use good care and clever hands rather than complex technology.
Getting ready for the next trip, is that true? When is that?
We leave on the 1st of December. The plan is to be for a week in Albania at the Mother Teresa Hospital, and then a week in Pristina.
I had a chance to talk to Dr. Nejmi Husseini and then to Drichan. They really have great words for you. As a colleagues, you know, how do you go along?
They are very good mates. They're like brothers. Both of them are like brothers to me. Very caring, very hospitable, good clinicians who respect the fact that I've been able to learn things outside an environment where it's not the usual run of a mill. I've seen more complex material, and they respect the fact that they can learn, even though they're very experienced, they're very senior, they're very good at their job. They, like I, know that you can always learn more.
Definitely. Padma, Dr. Divan, thank you for your time. I wish you a good trip and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Fellow Mandirat.